Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Clint Hurdle. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting seventh. The catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Freddie Potek. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Frank White. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Dennis Leonard. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Paul Dade. Batting second. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting third. The left fielder, Johnny Grubb. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The DH, Willie Horton. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Larval Blanks. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting ninth. The catcher, Ron Pruitt. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Wayne Garland. And now, play ball. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a fly ball into left field. Grubb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a line drive into right field. Dade picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Dade. Brett moves to second. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Brett moves to third. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens takes first base on ball four. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cowens. The throw from Pruitt and he is safe. Cowens steals second. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a pop-up towards short. Potek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton takes first base on ball four. Kuiper moves to second. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kuiper scores. Thornton moves to third. It's 1-0, Indians. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett juggles the ball. That's an error on Brett. Thornton scores. Horton moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Indians. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Otis. Bell reaches second base with a double. Horton scores. Blanks goes all the way around to score. Two runs are unearned. It's 4-0, Indians. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis strikes out. One out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-2, Indians. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into right field. Dade settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Pruitt and he is safe. Wilson steals second. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-1 in the game. McRae hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Royals, 4, Indians, 4. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a fly ball into right field. Dade settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, Indians. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade is 0-for-1 in the game. Dade hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-4, Indians. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kuiper is called out on strikes. One out. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-1 in the game. Grubb hits a pop-up towards short. Potek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Thornton is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Royals 4. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0-for-1 in the game. Hurdle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-1 in the game. Otis hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Royals 4. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Horton hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cowens. Horton reaches second base with a double. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 0-for-1 in the game. Blanks hits a pop-up towards short. Potek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Bell strikes out. 2 outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-1 in the game. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hurdle scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Manning for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Royals 4. The Royals will come to bat. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a fly ball into right field. Dade settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Potek takes first base on ball 4. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a line drive towards short. Blanks catches it and throws to first to double up Potek. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Royals 4. The Indians will come to bat. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Pruitt hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Dade hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kuiper hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. White reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Royals 4. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wilson strikes out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. McRae hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pruitt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brett takes first base on ball 4. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Royals 4. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-2 in the game. Grubb hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cowens, who is chasing the ball. Grubb reaches third base with a triple. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Thornton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-to-4, Indians. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Horton hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 0 for 2 in the game. Blanks hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Leonard fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Marty Patton now pitching. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Royals 4. The Royals will come to bat. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0 for 2 in the game. Hurdle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Blanks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 2 in the game. Otis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Grubb. Otis reaches second base with a double. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Potek hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Grubb. Potek reaches second base with a double. Otis scores. It's 8-5, Indians. Joe LaHood pinch hits for Frank White. Joe LaHood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHood hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats LaHood for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Royals 5. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Terrell now playing second base. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 2 in the game. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Pruitt hits a pop-up towards short. Potek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Date hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kuiper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Date moves to third. Larry Gura now pitching. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Grubb hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Royals 5. The Royals will come to bat. Mike Paxton now pitching. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Blanks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. McRae hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Royals 5. The Indians will come to bat. Steve Mingori now pitching. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Thornton strikes out. 1 out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Blanks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Royals 5. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cowens is called out on strikes. 1 out. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0-for-3 in the game. Hurdle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Blank scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Otis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Royals 5. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-3 in the game. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Pruitt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek misplays the ball. That's an error on Potek. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Date hits a line drive into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Royals 5. The Royals will come to bat. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a pop-up towards short. Blank settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Potek hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tom Paquette pinch hits for Jerry Terrell. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette hits a ball on the ground towards short. Blank scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 8, and Kansas City Royals, 5. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.